Welcome back to day three of Declutter the Mind. I am so ready for Attraction Point, and I hope that you are ready to dive into. As I've mentioned before, Attraction Point gives us a second chance to consider our energy before we move in to make our clear agreements, to really set ourselves up for directing our energy. So, ready for this. But I want to make sure that you did do your spiritual designation yesterday and that you took the time to answer your homework questions so that you are completely done with soul purpose. You've processed that. You've had a chance for things to come up throughout the day as you move through your day two. Because as we move into day three, we want to make sure that we're just fully present for day three, right? So, if you need to pause right here and go back, please do so now. Otherwise, let's get started. Today, I really want to discuss attachment because far too often we neglect our dreams because we are caught up in what other people have to say about what we desire. Now, sometimes you latch on to other people's energy because you have no established trust for yourself. And so you abandon your desires because you develop negative energy about them, your desires, based on what other people have to say about it. Can you name one thing just in the last year that you've abandoned because someone said that it wasn't great? It wasn't the good idea. I don't know about that. I know I can. Last year, I was so close to completely abandoning something that I really, really wanted to do because I was flooded with ideas, critiques, suggestions, whatever you want to call it, from what felt like everyone. And that created a whole lot of doubt for me. But if I had abandoned that, I would have missed out on this huge opportunity to manifest very well, because it worked out beautifully, something that I really, really wanted to do. So what I want to ask you is this: who are the three strongest energies that bring you light into your circumstances? And who are the three strongest energies that bring darkness into your circumstances? Now, you may have done this exercise with me once before, but today I want us to think about it in terms of your dreams and what you hope to manifest. Because I think when you do it that way with a specific focus, it takes a very different connotation, and it also really highlights who you are safe with in vulnerability and who you're not. This is really something you need to be aware of as you ponder your dreams moving forward. You should feel safety in sharing your dreams with those that bring you light, those that are supportive, and those people that are going to be honest with you. But in honesty, there is a sense of intimacy, not a traumatic event with a very harsh critique, right? And honestly, if you still have three people that bring darkness to your situation, then we definitely need to have a more in-depth chat about your energy, right? Which is exactly what we're going to do today. Moving into energy, when talking about dreams, we have to discuss insecurity. We start with insecurity because this energy creates attachment. When you begin to depend on someone else to manifest your dreams, you'll likely forget about what you started out wanting to do, and you're going to lose yourself in the process. Have you ever found yourself asking these questions or making these statements when you think about your dreams? What should I do now? I feel so lost. I'm afraid. We all have. But in these moments, we create lack in our desires and dreams with the energy of insecurity. And that's going to eventually lead us to, why does this always happen to me? We say that as if it could never happen or has never happened to anyone else. And because of that, we seek help from any and everybody else. Insecurity about any subject will always invite an attacker, which will keep creating insecure thoughts and more insecure energy. So if you think about your dreams, have you been insecure about them as like your home base energy? And in that insecurity, have you shared it with someone you thought would support you that has ultimately been an attacker? Now, I don't necessarily mean a physical attack here. Obviously, you guys know that. But think more so critical comments or some source of negative energy, whether it's the mean girl type friend or an oppressive supervisor or boss. Wherever we feel lack in our circumstances, we will come under attack. This only proves to be really difficult when we find ourselves dependent on this person when we're seeking their favor or their approval, right? It gets really complicated then, because from there, we redirect our energy away from our dreams and try to emulate the person that, you know, this specific energy or person would want us to be. So we try to be who they want us to be. And in doing so, we forget all about the little dream we had, the big dream we had. And it doesn't matter how near and dear it is to us. And in security, you're always going to give up because you really don't have enough energy to move forward, right? Does this sound familiar? What is the last situation like this you found yourself in? Try and recall it now so that you can allow new energy to cover that circumstance with this new information. So going back to the original question or origin point for insecurity, why does this always happen to me? Please understand that energy is not about fault. Write that down. Energy is not about fault. It is about cause and effect. So when you realize that it was your energy that caused a specific situation to occur, call it that. Get in the habit of saying, it was my energy, and start saying, it was my fault, less and less and less and less, right? Energy is about creation. While we're talking about the creation of energy, let's refresh our understanding of attraction point. The attraction point is the state of being when energy and desire are in direct alignment. You guys have heard me say that a million times. It is applying consciousness and awareness to tangible possibilities, and it is the phase that precedes the physical manifestation of something. I think it's possible that when you've heard this in the past, you assign that definition to positive energy only. I could be wrong, but for anybody that thinks that's about positive energy only, it's not. I really want to interpret that for anyone that doesn't understand for just a moment here, because this can take on a very negative context here. To reach the attraction point energy and desire have got to be aligned, right? To reach the attraction point, energy, desire, the same. So that means if you are feeling insecure, that's energy, and your desire is to be validated, your energy will align with another insecure energy. That's law of attraction right there. But their insecurity may not, it probably won't, look exactly like yours. Now, while they may find themselves as the victim in their personal situation, when it comes to your situation, their insecurity is going to look more or less like projection and is not as forced in as the victim. So whatever energy you have about anything is going to be the energy that you attract. Alignment does not just mean positive alignment. It means the energy that aligns with the energy that you are creating. Does that make sense? So if you're still unclear about that, please shoot me an email. But I feel like people are always looking for their energy to be the exact mirror. It is still a mirrored energy, but there is a different manifestation for that energy depending on how it flows through a specific individual. So we don't want to think that because we have pure desires, that our energy can become impure based on how we take action or not. We never want to see ourselves in a negative light, because as soon as we do that, then we have to assign ourselves guilt. So we can start out perfectly positive, but as we invite others into our situation, then our energy becomes tested. Sometimes we don't like what we create with energy, but we never stop creating, so we don't need to become discouraged, down, insecure, or even disappointed with ourselves. We can always create something new. You're creating right now. If you take what you've learned here and apply it, the dream you felt lost in yesterday can become something totally different if you adopt the energy of ease. All we really need to do to shift our energy and center our energy on what we desire most is to lead our energy to a different place. Be very clear here. You don't need to stop feeding a specific energy. All you need to do is to direct it to the energy that you desire it to flow through, right? So let's practice directing our energy right now so you can really see what that could look like. Now, hopefully you're in a space where you're quiet and you are not trying to multitask while listening in on the DTM calls. This is definitely not the podcast you want to listen to while driving or cleaning. You guys probably know that by now, but just a gentle reminder, okay? So wherever you are right now, look to the left. Just completely turn your face to the left. On the left side of your circumstances, you are finding yourselves filled with fear, doubt. There's a lack of trust in yourself, and you're surrounded by critical commentary, negative energy, and undesirable outcomes. Now, turn your whole face to the right. On the right side, we have a blank canvas and a fresh palette full of paint, all the colors of the rainbow and beyond. On the right side, we have unlimited possibilities. All you need to do to access them is to focus on what you want and paint it. Right? Think about this. How does that feel? Take a few moments to write down how this really makes you feel. This is going to be important in incorporating this as an energetic practice when you find yourself in negative spaces with your dreams. I know what some of you are thinking. Tanisha, it sounds good, but easier said than done. But practicing this every day is doing it. You have to practice in order to receive not just the benefit and the ease of energy flow, but the miracle of the manifestation that you desire. Now, let's bring our attention to the energies that always force us to abandon our dreams: shame, comparison, disappointment. How is it that shame prevents us from our dreams, from rising up to be the people that we envision ourselves becoming? Well, Spirit says that today it's the world that decides what is popular, shareable, likable, and all with the tap of a button. The spirit, our spirits, are often too fragile for that type of instant rejection or overwhelming acceptance. It forces the energy into a space that makes it hard to maintain connection to source energy. We become diverted away from our dreams and our thoughts become fractured. We experience shame when we fail to accept what is in our situation and feed into what others expect it to be. Our shame is the disappointment we experience in ourselves and the expressed disappointment of another. When that happens, we can either choose to direct our energy toward lack or abundance. Abundance is always found in source. whether or not you have enough energy to continue on your journey or to direct your dream towards source, the source energy is infinite. When you choose abundance, even before you physically copy its energy, because remember, whatever it is that you dream, this is something that is real in energy within you. And what you're literally trying to do is bring it outside of your energetic field into a physical copy onto the earth. So when you choose abundance, even before you physically copy it on earth, you'll remove yourself from the possibility of shame. But let's talk about the problem that most of us get stuck in when we're talking about manifesting our dreams, when we're talking about becoming attached to negative energy in the fight for our dreams, and that's comparison. We talked a lot about comparison on our DTM on the throat chakra, but I think we really need to revisit it here because it is a critical component when it comes to abandoning our dreams. We get lost in our dreams as a result of comparison because we must leave ourselves to do so. I think a part of the reason we don't fully comprehend why this is an energetic problem is because some people don't feel the oneness within their being at all anyway. So it's easy for them to look outside when you've made your external world, both your physical and energetic home, rather than finding a home within yourself. Those that compare often have not yet mastered meditation or are not consistently practicing processing your feelings and accepting them. Now, as we talked about on day one, we tend to neglect the more negative feelings, like when we take on the role of the toxin, the projector, the aggressor, because we don't want to admit playing a role in creating the outcome of our circumstances or being viewed negatively by other people. When our success or our desires don't look like those around us, we begin to doubt our own abilities. We begin to doubt our own self-worth. We begin to doubt our soul purpose. We take a dip down into, you know, the peril of imposter syndrome, and sometimes we never come back. Because when we compare ourselves to anything, to anybody, we instantly lose life force. Here we create a prime opportunity for the lower vibrational energies to rise. And you can't hold positive energy when you are leaving your center to analyze the work of another for worth, for truth, or relevancy instead of seeking deeply for yourself. We know that comparison creates an energetic block in our energy center that controls our communication. That's our throat chakra. When we compare, we do it at many levels. We do it at every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We compare our circumstances. We compare moments in time, this day, to that month, that year, to that year. We compare outcomes. And when we do that, we have completely abandoned ourselves, right? Think about our definition about presence. Once you've done all of this comparing at all of these levels that I've just mentioned, you're lost. You've completely abandoned yourself, and that means you are lost. In this energy space, you can't possibly hold on to yourself, and you certainly can't hold on to your thought forms. Your true desires become fleeting because you don't have enough energy to connect with the source energy. Think about last month when we were talking about thought forms, right? When you compare your dreams to the manifestations of another person, you reject yourself completely. Comparison does not leave space for growth at all. In comparison, we truly want to avoid the journey by arriving at the milestone that we see other people achieving. Now, today, you know, it's really interesting because we glamorize talking about the journey. Tell me about your journey. What's your journey like? You know, what journey are you on? Journey is the most overused word in spirituality to date. But some people really only care about arriving at the destination. This is also the reason that your desired outcome is fleeting. No one manifests their biggest dream without some hardship. This is from spirit. No one manifests their biggest dream without some hardship. And creation is not on demand. It's a communication between you as the energetic being and the energy of the light. But the outcome that you desire is dependent on the effort you create, the effort you take in maintaining the same energy with the light, with your communication with the light that you began with when you first had that as a desire. Think about how excited you get when you have a new idea or when you think that something is possible. You need that same excitement, that same high throughout the experience to make it manifest quickly and to make it manifest at all. When you're stuck in the spiral of comparison, you only serve to express your immaturity and your need for growth within. Those who cannot accept where they are with a neutral expression of energy, or let me rephrase that, those who can accept where they are, right? Those people that can accept where they are in every aspect of their journey will always be able to find peace because they have first found presence. Comparison will destroy you. Not just your dreams, but your connection to spirit. Those who compare often will always lack positive energy. And because they lack positive energy, they will always lack positive connections in their physical space. How do we know that? Because positive and negative cannot stay together very long with each other before there is some type of conflict, before the more positive energy either switches over to the negative side or releases the negative energy, right? So understand that to compare yourself to anyone else is really destructive to not just your energy, but your life experience. All right, so here we go. Last energy. Really got to talk about disappointment because disappointment is the emotion of failure. And like it or not, everyone that has ever lived has experienced disappointment where their desires are concerned, right? But the journey continues. You still have an opportunity as long as you continue to literally dream. As long as you dream, you create. As long as you exist, you create. But in the emotion of disappointment, your trust is completely lost. Your faith disappears, and there's really nothing left but anxiety or guilt. And when you become disappointed, you miss the opportunity for growth. You miss the opportunity to refine your original vision for your life. You miss the opportunity to experience something that you desire. And there are always lessons available for growth, but you can only experience those in a way that's going to be meaningful by returning to the source. If you return to the source, you will always have the energy needed to move forward with fresh perspective, with restored energy. But what do I really mean here about returning to the source? Because it sounds a little bit like surrender, right? It is. And if you don't surrender, you're going to continue to lose power. Like if you don't return to the source to get that restored energy, you're going to continue to lose power. And in that power loss, you're going to become dependent because you're going to require support to come back up. Like there's a point that you go down, you know, kind of like the black hole, which is the lowest vibrational energy, you can't pull yourself up from the black hole by yourself. You're going to need another energy to depend on, a higher energy, so that you can literally borrow their energy in order to move forward. And sometimes this creates power loss too, because of the energy that you may attract in despair. You may not attract the most positive person in despair, and that can take you on a whole new journey in itself. When it comes to dreams, the higher your frequency, the more source energy is available. And the best energy to call upon is trust and patience within yourself. So when you think about dreams, the energies that you really want are not shame. It is not comparison. It is not disappointment. It is trust and it is patience. No matter what you desire, if trust or patience is available, you will come up with a solution. And you really won't have to come up with it. Spirit will present you with a solution. But when you can't trust, even the most beautiful dreams stay suspended in your psyche. Spirit says here that you really want to remember the guidelines that you've been offered. We want to remember the three guiding principles of the Akashic Records here, because it is in the Akashic realm that our dreams are recorded. So we really want to stay in line with the energy that exists there. So we judge not, because if you do not judge, then you have trust available to you. Fear not, for if you have faith, then the light will offer you grace. And if you resist not, growth is always available. This is the roadmap to manifesting the most meaningful desires that you could ever have. If you are really desiring to make a big impact, if you want to be famous, if you want to just be more visible, if you want to get whatever project or desire that you have off the ground, then trust and patience are going to be your best friends energetically. If you can trust yourself, your dream is going to manifest. And I think that is really so important, because we really don't need anybody else to connect us to our soul purpose but the source. All we need is spirit to help us navigate whatever hiccups that we have along the way, because our spiritual designation, our dreams, they are imprinted in our soul. So we can't really rely on anybody else to make that happen for us, or to understand the need for us to make that happen for ourselves. So if you can trust yourself now, your dream will manifest. And I just feel like there is so much hope. There's so much positivity, and there's so much divinity in that, right? Let's manifest our dreams. A pat on the back for tuning in and creating space for clarity today. I hope something shifted for you as you learn more about the energies that create attachment and force us to abandon our deepest desires. There is really a lot to unpack here in this episode when you think about how you want to go about applying it to your circumstances. The bit about comparison really helps you to see how we miss a huge opportunity to experience our own journey when we look to others in envy. If you're feeling like you want to know where you personally need to start in this aspect of your journey, feel free to shoot me an email. If you have a question, use the subject line DTM and day 3 so that I can reference this session specifically, or just bring it up at the top of your next one-on-one session with me. We often get lost in the surface level problems that we have, but we have to stop doing that and start prioritizing growth in our sessions, and that will always lead us to eliminating the root problem. But for now, take the day to continue letting this rise up and make journal notes as you need to. Come back tomorrow for day 4 so that we can set some clear agreements for the month ahead. Until then.